This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who sucks less is that coming up? And first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And our birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Guys, want to wish my baby boy Big O a big happy 21st birthday. Be safe when you do, dumbass. Mom loves you so much. Dealer's choice there for Big O.
Okay.
Jeez Louise.
Do not God or my father or my boss.
A lot of screaming. Hello, guys. Birthday shout out to Choya Van. Here's to another trip around the sun, throwing axes and pizza. So, can we get some talk about retirement and stay beautiful? Lots of love for all you guys' hard work. Retirement. Well,
oh, man, I can't tell you about it right now.
Retirement would be awesome.
I got a couple more years going on right now.
One day.
You just keep playing.
Probably not.
You're probably going to be probably moving down to Mexico, man. A couple drinks on the beach.
I would like to. But, Jolos, I would like to get a birthday shout out to my beautiful wife, Kelly. She will be turning 25 again. I love you, baby.
Damn, good for you, Kelly.
Can I please get a you and your girl and your Johnson, a coked-up Ted explaining how to properly celebrate in Cabo, and the captain talking about the adventures you can have with tequila. Thanks, guys. That from Tim.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Ah-ha-ha! I'll tell you what, man. One of the best things about going out of Mexico is I like to call it going home, going to the source, getting stuff there. You know, you're lucky you find it a little uncut. If not, you take it out to the beach and just yell, hombre, coke me.
You might get shot. Don't yell at me.
Jesus.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. The adventures you can have on tequila, well, that's easy. Set sail to my old friend Jose Cuervo. Doesn't matter. If he wants me gold or platinum, just set sail with him and let me see it double. And if you're lucky, you'll meet up with old Coke Ted in Mexico and prevent him from getting shot when he's screaming at cartels to quote-unquote coke him. There's a secret password we use. You just say coca la moca la moo moo. They know exactly what it is. They'll hook you up and you have a fine time. But again, only with my buddy, Jose Cuervo. Crunch Berries.
You know, that's what Kokomo is really about.
Hello, Michelle. Today is my dad Oscar's 34th trip around the sun. We have been listening to your show for a long time. I want to give a birthday shout out to our favorite radio show. He has been the best father I could ask for and wanted to wish him the best on this very special day. So how about a fish sandwich montage, a Leroy Jenkins, and some dad jokes for Miles. Love you guys. That from his daughter, Sydney.
Can I get
a filet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I get a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon
and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Night.
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Dad jokes. All right, guys, how do you get a farm girl to like you? How do you get a farm girl to like you?
Show her your tractor.
A tractor.
All right, yeah. She thinks it's sexy.
Did you guys know they used to call them actually jumpalines?
Oh, till your mom got on it.
That's exactly right. Till your mom got on one. Guys, my wife and I were happy for 20 years.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
We met. My best friend came running with tears down his face and yelled, "It's a boy! It's a boy!" And we quickly left Thailand. Come on. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You're adopted.
You're adopted.
That's it. And finally, how do you turn a duck into an R&B singer?
Hang on. How do you turn a duck into an R&B singer? How?
Microwave him until his bill withers.
Wow. It's going back.
That was a really long way to go.
It was.
I like it, though. Yeah.
No Keith Sweat?
Mm-hmm. Hi, guys. Today,
Johnny
Universe.
Gill.
What, Bill Withers?
Bill Withers. Well, it's Bill Withers. It's
yeah. No, I get it. I'm just like, yeah, that's going old school R&B.
It says, Dear Bacon, today the universe blessed us with you. Well, that's different. Crispy, salty, and sizzling perfection. Without you, breakfast is just sad eggs. You're not just my best friend. You're the only strip I trust in the frying pan of life. So today I say, may your day be filled with sunshine, syrup, and zero vegans eating tofu. May no one ever call you turkey bacon ever. Happy birthday. Love you to death. That from Sunflower. And one more birthday. Guys, my amazing husband Eric is 53 today. Listens to the Men's Room all the time. So I know he would love a birthday shout out. He would also love it if you guys would retell either the Armageddon story or the argument between Vince Neil story. I've not heard either of these, but he said they're hilarious. She didn't know if it was David Lee Roth or Vince Neil on the story, but says, by the way, David Lee Roth hit on me when I was 24, about 25 years ago. He was old and pervy then, too. Oh, and I really like your IPA. Thank you guys for that. That from Sky.
All right. Still don't have the Armageddon explanation, do we?
Because
we can't really do it justice. It's actually from a real radio broadcast that happened however many years ago, but you need to hear the broadcast for it to be done justice. I mean, there's no point for us even explaining it.
Maybe we can, we'll dig it up either tomorrow or later on the show.
I mean, it's funny. I still laugh at it.
It's great. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine out of those three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yeah, like we said, this week's episode is Who Will Think of the Kids? And then you find out who thinks of the kids, and you're like, well, maybe not you. And we'll start with the story that our very own Mike Hawk brought us, I believe, earlier this week, where a couple abandoned their 10-year-old son at the Barcelona airport after his passport had expired, so they would not miss their flight. So the couple jetted off from Barcelona's El Prat Internacional Airport on Wednesday without their kid, because they reached out to a relative to pick him up so that they would not miss their flight. Now, an air traffic controller at the airport goes by Lillian. She made a TikTok video about the incident slamming the young boy's parents. She claims the child was forbidden from flying as his passport had expired, and he also required a visa. I believe the kid was like 5 years old, and when you're a kid, your passport lasts 5 years. Okay, right? As an adult, it goes to 10. Anyway, the parents then decided instead of missing the flight, they'd get a relative to pick their son up so that they could continue their journey. But the couple's plan went awry after the airport staff found the young boy on his own, and then they alerted cops. Lillian, the air traffic controller, she said, quote, he told them that his parents were on the plane on their way to their home country going on vacation. Well, contact was made with the plane's pilot, who confirmed that police had told him there was a minor in the car park. So the pilot of the plane asked passengers if someone had left a child in the terminal. No one answered. Just keep in mind, they're acknowledging, hey, someone on this flight has left their kid at the airport. Anyone flying without their kid, nobody answered. Jeez. Finally, the parents were located, and they were accompanied by another younger child, presumably another kid of theirs. So it continues on. Cops took the parents and the other child to the police station where their son, who they left behind, was waiting. Quote, they saw it as very normal. Obviously, I did not see it as normal, and the police did not see it as normal either. Lillian added, quote, how is it possible for parents to leave their 10-year-old son, 10, sorry, to leave their 10-year-old son at the terminal because he cannot travel due to documentation issues? They call the relative, but the relative might take half an hour, about an hour, about 3 hours, and they take the flight so calmly and leave their child behind. Currently, it is not known if a family of unknown nationality were charged or given some sort of caution by the police. But again, the 10-year-old kid, they're like, yeah, man, we're not missing this flight, homie. We're on our way. They did call the relative.
The kid doesn't have a passport that's valid.
And does not have a valid passport, and he also needed a visa. They left his ass there. They did travel with another child, presumably that kid's sibling, and went on the flight. The worst part to me, not even the worst part, what just makes it worse is that the pilot of the plane even says, hey, there's a kid left behind at the Barcelona airport. Are the parents on the flight? And they're just, shh, don't say anything.
That's crazy.
But that tells me, so the air flight controller said, well, they see it as perfectly normal. I would disagree because when the pilot brought it up, if you see it as normal,
you put your hand up.
If you don't think you're doing anything wrong, you automatically put your hand up. Like, yeah, that's ours. They kept silent. So we know that they knew that what they did was effed up. Now we go to Florida, where a Florida mom's vacation to Las Vegas led to a trip to jail once she returned home, where deputies say her child and seven dogs had been left alone for 2 weeks. According to the Putnam County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to a report of possible neglect at the home of one Jessica Copeland, 36 years old. Well, Copeland's son told investigators that his mother left for Las Vegas on July 21st and that different people had come over to check on him and bring him food. But deputies say when they went inside of the home, they found it in poor condition with dog poop, quote, everywhere. Man, you should see the pictures of it. Like, they are not kidding. It was in bad shape. They also say slow cooker bowls filled with water were surrounded by insects. Now, according to investigators, Copeland's son said the home had been in bad shape for years because his mom refused to clean. And again, if you see the pictures, you believe him. Deputies, by the way, said they found the following seven dogs living in the home. Onyx is a black pit mix. Chase, a black mouth cur. I don't know what that is. Hera, a brown and white pit mix. Big Boy, a large black lab mastiff. Faye, a black white chihuahua. Bella, a tricolored chihuahua mix. Kitty, a brown chiweeny, which just annoys me by the name alone. The sheriff's office said the dogs, they were taken to animal control and will be rehabilitated, although they will require veterinary care. Investigators, by the way, they did arrest the mom, saying she failed to provide proper care for the child and the dogs because, again, she'd been gone for 2 weeks.
Did they ever say the age of the child?
They do not say the age of the child. But at that point, you're under 15, I would guess.
Well, and 2 weeks is a long time. Hell, even if the kid's 16 or 17.
Three days is my max in Vegas.
That's the other thing, right?
That is amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah, 2 weeks in Vegas, left the kid with seven dogs. The dogs required veterinary care. And as the kid said, mom just doesn't do anything when she's home. I don't even know how she afforded the trip to Vegas, but I digress. And then finally, a daycare worker in Georgia. They're accused of forcing two children to fight, then forcibly grabbing and shaking one of them. According to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, 37-year-old Rafit Tahim Khalil was arrested on Monday. Now, the incident took place at Discovery Zone Kids in Evans, Georgia, and involved two siblings. So a parent told deputies that her children were upset and told her that the teacher, Ms. Khalil, made them fight. Bless you, Mike.
No glitter.
No glitter. The owner of the daycare provided deputies with security footage, which they say, in fact, showed that Khalil prompting the children to fight. After the fight, Khalil forcibly grabbed one of the kids, swung her into a chair, and shook her several times. They don't give the age of the kids, by the way. But it is a daycare. You can do the math on that. Khalil then prompted one of the siblings to throw a chair at the other one. Now, the report states the incident stopped when another teacher entered the room and removed one of the children. Khalil is currently booked into the Columbia County Jail, charged with 3 counts of cruelty to children. Her bond set at $75,300.
Wow.
So there you go. We got the story that Mike covered earlier this week. You have the couple in Barcelona. Their 10-year-old, their passport had expired. So they hopped on the flight anyway and flew to wherever it is they're going. But they were, we don't know if they're arrested, but they were detained by police and reunited with the kid. We have the mom in Florida who left her kid at home for 2 weeks with the seven dogs while she went to Las Vegas. And again, not that you can see the pictures on the radio, but if you do, it's not a place he should be in even when she is home. And then finally, the daycare worker in Georgia who said, I'm tired of you guys fighting. Duke it out physically. And then even after the fight, said, here's a chair. Throw it at your sibling.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'll give you credit. It's been a while since you've had three just terrible, terrible ones.
Oh, thank you, Ted.
Yeah, you really nailed it this week.
Yeah, one of them I just saw today and replaced a different story I had. I'm like, my God. After the daycare one. Replaced a different story I had. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm seeing the story today. Okay, nice. Nice.
Yeah, you did it proper this one.
I'm going to say, Ted, so the parents in Barcelona, This kid's 10 years old.
Yes.
I think they had someone coming to pick the kid up.
They had called someone. Sure.
They had called someone.
But keep in mind, and look, I don't know how this works out. They said that the parents that left the kid in Barcelona, they were on a flight back to their home country. I do not know the home country. So I'm assuming, and look, Europe, the countries are tiny. I get it. I'm assuming they have a relative that lives somewhere in Spain, and not even Spain, but somewhere in the Barcelona area to go to the airport to pick up their kid. And the whole thing is, the kid was found outside. So remember, it's not like he waited in the airport. The kid exited the airport and is in a parking lot, not even a garage, parking lot, waiting for whoever they called.
I'll be dead honest with you. Because sometimes, right, like I travel alone a lot, and sometimes you got to wait for somebody to pick you up.
Yep.
If I spent 20 minutes waiting and there was just a 10-year-old standing there, like, I might even go get a cop and go, hey, man, something doesn't look right.
Well, obviously, we're talking about it, so it's not good.
Yeah,
but I'm trying to measure the three, right? So at least there was someone coming,
maybe. Someone had been called.
Yeah. That's all. I don't know if the parents had to do this back home, like as far as renewing it, and then either mailing it or getting him another ticket. Or
but even if you did, I think Spanish authorities, if that were the case.
You need to fly back. He's 10.
One of you fly back, or they would overlook it in this instance and flag it for something. I can't imagine the authorities saying, yeah, just take off without him because he can't travel.
Right, that's why I think that one might suck the most because it's their kid. I'll cut some slack. Not cut some slack. I can daycare worker, I'm hoping, just was so annoyed they kind of snapped.
I'm assuming that's what I
But there's also, still violence.
Yeah.
There's violence, but it's not their kid. Whereas the other ones are parents actively leaving their own children in bad spots.
I'm pretty sure the Florida woman is a prostitute.
I was going to say probably a stripper or a prostitute if she went for 2 weeks to make money. And
is this the time of the year, though? She left I'm not being funny, but like she left July 21st and got back, I want to say earlier this week, maybe Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, I mean, it's Vegas. It's every time, any year.
Okay, I know there's certain times of the year where it's like, hey, you want to be here.
Right, and even, again, 2 weeks is so long.
That is a long.
I'm thinking she's either getting paid somehow.
Right, because even when I was like 16 or 17, like, maybe two nights, my mom, there's no chance she would leave me at home for 2 weeks. But I'm going to say the daycare worker sucks the least, because they're siblings, and I'm assuming the the care worker just snapped and had it. Now, I'm not excusing it.
Right.
Especially don't be like, hey, Miles, take this chair and hit your brother. But that's the only thing I could fathom is maybe they're too, I don't know. That just seems the least to me.
Because there's something about snapping versus this is my kid. Yeah, well, we're going to keep flying home, man. We'll see you soon.
And I'm with you. Even if your relative was going to pick him up in Barcelona, one of you's got to stay.
That's it.
Look, it's not fun. You know how many parties I go to where I'll see one half of a couple and the other one stays at home with the kid?
Yep. That's how it works. Yay.
Debate continues on Who's Talk Slice. If you like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X and on Instagram. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Back on to 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines all the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Gen Z is starting to embrace the aesthetic of Y2K fashion. It's coming back, boys.
What was Y2K fashion?
I'm not positive.
So late 90s?
Right. Pretty much. Late 90s, early 2000s. It's just they're kind of Gen Z-ifying it, turning it into their own to a degree, but they're...
I mean, they already kind of have, because, like, the big change was, like, in the middle aughts, you had to have skinny jeans.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now they find them to be an ick.
Right.
It's like, well, we didn't want to wear them. Now, like, they kind of got baggier, like, I don't know, every girl I see in her early 20s seems to have baggy jeans on now.
My son and all too. His friends are rocking jorts and think they are the greatest. Oh, yeah, my God.
That's dude. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, dude, these are awesome. And I'm like, yeah, okay, man. I mean, look, anything that's been invented, it comes back. A little while ago, everyone's rocking the bell bottoms and the big sunglasses. Like, I get it.
Yep. Just keeps coming back around. But it has its own little flair to it as well.
Sure. You always do something little.
I'd rather wear jorts than jeans. At least it's comfortable. I like shorts.
It can be. It can be.
Yeah. The only thing is, I'm not giving up my ankle socks.
Nah. I'm with you.
I like the ankle socks.
I'm not bending on that one.
Yeah, and I have short, thick legs. If I wear mid-calf socks, I'm going to look even shorter.
Yeah. Also, cargo shorts.
They're kind of back.
I like those.
I'm a huge fan of cargo
I know people
shorts.
Knock on them, but I love them.
No, I think you can wear them again, dude, honestly.
Hell yeah.
I always wear them. Yeah. I mean, for me, it's convenience. I'm like, look, I got crap in my pockets, dude.
Same. Unfortunately, I just become a pack mule for the wife. We'll go on walks and whatnot. Here, put this in your pack.
Oh, that will never change. No matter what you're wearing.
Yeah,
no matter what you're wearing. Everything.
Well, what's the old joke? Hold all my stuff so I can go make friends.
Right.
After analyzing several lump charcoal brands in the U.S., scientists found every single one of them contained a mislabeling of ingredients.
Sure, I can believe that.
Undeclared woods that were in there, different compounds and whatnot. So,
I mean, all the undeclared stuff.
Undeclared.
Depending what the product is, I'm like, come on, man. You know, it's an undeclared wood. I'm like, sure, dude, it's charcoal. We had to think about the undeclared milk in butter.
Right.
Because there's a faction of people out there that don't understand how butter is made. And I go, like, why do we have to bow down to the dumbest? Yeah. It's butter, man. There's going to be milk in it. Even if it doesn't say it on the ingredients, just know
I'm with you.
That's part of it.
Start doing your own doggone research.
I mean, they'd be like, well...
Take a little bit more control of your lives.
I bought Jif and it didn't say it's made with peanuts. It's like, right, that's a mislabel, but also, it's peanut butter, man.
Right.
Just make the assumption. Like,
come on.
Charcoal's charcoal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh, there's wood in it. It's like, well, I'm burning it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they didn't tell you what kind of wood. Michael, that's where the mislabel is, see.
Have you tried the Miller Lite charcoal yet?
I don't have a charcoal grill, Ted.
Oh, all right.
Our buddy Sean does, so he should do that.
Yeah.
I mean, is it flavored just like beer?
I don't know. That's the whole point. Mike and I are just idiots, and we're both like, buying it, but it's like, why?
I mean, if they had Kentucky Fried Chicken flavored charcoal briquettes.
If it's going to make it sense. Taste like
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it going to taste like beer? Is it going to taste like chicken? Right.
I've never grilled a burger and been like, be better if it tasted like beer. But
right.
I like Miller Lite enough when I saw the brand. I was like, oh, maybe I should get some.
I wonder if this isn't just a ploy to sell more Miller Lite. Because hear me out on this. It's not going to flavor the meat or whatever it is that you're cooking on it at all. It's just going to fill the air with barbecue smoke and Miller Lite.
Yeah.
And so then, you want a beer.
As somebody that ran a charcoal grill in the Baltimore heat for 2.5 freaking hours, a couple beers went down.
Ah, yeah. There's a combo of vitamins and tea that could rejuvenate aging brain cells.
Oh, nice. What kind of tea?
I have no idea, Ted. I'm not working on it.
All right, well, I'm drinking my green tea right now.
Attaboy. Well done. You know what? I'm sure that's doing something.
It is. I don't know, but everybody says, I read you drink one a day. I said, all right.
I've never liked green tea.
I don't like it either, Mike. I'm just trying to do it to be healthier.
I prefer the black tea. I really do. But the green tea, I could never get down with that.
Seems about right for you.
Mm-hmm. You know me, too. I stay black tea.
Stay black, Mike.
How do you like your coffee?
You black, sir.
Damn right. Jet black.
How do you like your whipping?
Pause.
I like my women like I don't like my coffee.
Available. That's how I like my women. Available.
Pale with freckles.
Right. Likes chubby dudes who are a little bit funny.
Beyond that, I don't give a damn.
Cockatoos know 30 distinct dance moves. More bird facts. I'm bringing it back.
Nice.
I don't know which ones, Ted. I don't know if they're doing like the
mashed potato.
They're doing the cabbage patch out here.
Well, it's easy to program anything to some fake thing.
I want to see a bird that can do the robot.
Oh, God.
That's the bird I would want.
What did you say that's the cockatoo?
The cockatoo.
Huh, 30 different dance moves.
Yeah. I wanted to do, you know.
I mean, I think the birds originated the gritty.
Yeah, that's right. That's not that big of a stretch.
Right, tie little steps. Right.
They couldn't quite get the little eye things, yeah. But. The whipping nay nay. They actually did the Chocolate City Hustle. They figured that one out.
Jazz wing.
Jazz wing.
I know.
There's a STEM camp. Doggone it. There's a STEM camp in Maine that's teaching kids how to weld and paint using virtual reality, using VR headsets. Hmm. That seems like a brilliant use of that.
Yeah. I mean, if it works, it's repetitive motion, right?
I tried welding, dude. Like, I could wire weld okay. Stick welding, I was ass at. I could not do it.
What's the difference?
The thickness of the metal that you're using when you weld. I'm going to completely botch this. I took one semester of agricultural mechanics, and it was welding. And, like, you use it for thicker metals, whereas with the wire one, it actually just has a constant running of this wire that you're putting it into, and so the stream is a lot easier, whereas with stick welding, you have to worry about the distance. Literally, with a stick welding, you have a stick that is a certain length. You clip it onto basically this big old clamp, and then you run it down. But as you're welding, that stick is getting shorter.
Right.
Whereas with the wire welder, you...
solder.
Right. With the wire welder, you pull a trigger, and it's just constantly feeding that wire.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
So you actually...
So it's like having a glue gun or actually kind of...
Yeah. Or you know, you have a glue stick that's just melting at an incredibly fast pace. Right. So it's... And then you got to worry about the bead. You got to worry about how much you're doing. Like, I was terrible at it. There's a reason why I only did one quarter of it, because there's a lot of people that probably have a lot of problems with what I just said when it comes to welding. Scientists have developed a quote-unquote super steel that could take fusion to the next level.
All right, good.
Which, yeah, you know what? If we're making things stronger, cool. Have at it.
An alarming analysis has found that scientific fraud has become the new industry.
That should be terrifying.
Well, I think we've seen that play out in the last 5 years, right?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Beyond 5 years, it's gone even further than that.
The public seems engaged.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's certainly more at the forefront of our everyday news.
Without a doubt.
Is where pseudoscience has come in there and you know, short-sighted facts and, well, this one test had this result, therefore...
The other 400 says something different.
100% of the time. 98% of doctors say this, but these 2% say this, so therefore these are true because they
both
they
of go, them have lost their license, right? But right, sure,
but they go against the grain because they're what big medicine doesn't want you to know,
right? Like, it's always
on,
that,
guys. Look at perspective here, just a little bit, please. Eating earlier has been linked to long-term weight loss success.
That makes sense.
Yeah, well, eating at night. I mean, it seems like it's just going to not. I mean, everybody. I don't think you don't need a doctor to tell you like don't eat at night, too late at night, or don't snack at night.
Just going to sit in your gut.
Yeah.
And always go for the fart walk. I'm a huge proponent of the fart walk. The fart walk.
It's like the art walk.
After you get done eating, run outside and just go around the block a few times. Just get a quarter mile in. That's right. And it works. It gets things moving. According to new research, robots that learn to fear like humans survive better.
Well, sure.
I don't know how a robot fears.
You got to program it for what would be dangerous to it, but... Yeah, fear kind of keeps you. If you have no fear of traffic, maybe you wander out in the street and get hit by a car. Most of us have a fear, say, of getting hit by a bus, so you make better decisions.
Right.
You know, I don't try to pet the lion at the zoo. I have this fear it's going to rip my arm off, right? But I mean, honestly, like, but that's why little kids, you know, they'll run towards something. Right. You're like, hey, it's back, because they don't know.
They have no clue. We mentioned it yesterday. It was National Underwear Day, and that was just a missed opportunity because we have so much fun to learn.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10. 10
or more fun, fabulous, fascinating facts about underpants you just want to slip into. Now, for all you panty-sniffing perverts out there, the earliest men's underpants were found to be approximately 5,000 years before B.C. or whatever the hell we call it today. And they were made out of leather. Sweet Jesus! I can tell you it wasn't that soft lambskin or Corinthian leather we sport today. Probably came right off a bovine complete with cow entrails and discharge. Just think about the stink and the chafing. Dear God, the chafing. There you are, running around, cutting up your bag, stuffed inside old Bessie.
Dear Lord.
Wow. Damn.
All right, VD. Welcome in. So these are some interesting facts about underwear, and it ranges all the way everywhere, top to bottom. 10-year-old Jack Singer of Warwick, New York, wore 215 pairs of underwear simultaneously back in 2010, breaking a previous record of just 200 pairs of underwear.
All right, so he's doing it to, like, win a record.
He was.
Huh. I don't think I own 210 pairs of underwear.
I do not.
And I imagine...
I don't know why I said think. I obviously don't.
Right? I imagine if you were going to break that record, you have to be somebody of a small frame like a 10-year-old would be. Because you have to put on as small as you possibly can. Like, you can always get bigger.
Sure.
But there's only so small that you can get. You know, I can't fit into a small. It's going to rip.
Yeah.
There's going to be holes. While underwear may or may not be worn under kilts, tradition holds true that a true Scotsman would wear nothing underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. We're not Scotland. Yeah, right. You know what? That's a good...
Put some goddamn skivvies on.
It's still wearing at a wedding. I know that's one spot. Like, whoa, you got to do it at a wedding. Like, no, you don't. It's a wedding. There's like people's grandparents here and stuff.
Yeah, but you're right. You always hear that, like, well, traditional Scottish. I'm like, are we in Scotland? Are you Scottish?
That's a
utility. Where were you born? I was born in Yakima. Okay, right. Scottish guy.
And you're wearing a utility kilt. This isn't traditional Scottish.
That's the thing. You're not even wearing a traditional.
Right. Right. Put some damn underwear on, dude, and shower.
There's a lot of stuff that are traditional. But, like, how far back are we going? Like, come on, get real.
Exactly. Trend analysts observe that a woman who wears a G-string is typically a woman who feels more uninhibited and more confident to display her body. Sexually, she's more willing to try different and creative positions.
You don't say.
Cool.
Huh. I'm stunned by this development.
Oh, dear.
Pink.
Oh, my. Sexual researchers note that a woman who chooses to wear white cotton panties tends to be a low-maintenance and no-frills type of woman. Researchers note that this is akin to letting a man see her without her makeup.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. You know what?
It's just being practical.
Hell yeah.
It just seems very specific.
Right? It is very, very
specific.
We have
found that low-maintenance, no-frills type of women wear white cotton panties.
I think it's the cotton that's throwing me off.
Why?
If you had just said it's a study on white panties, I go, all right. But again, cotton. Awfully specific. White cotton panties. Like okay. Cotton.
Right. The polyester, she's a freak.
Wrinkle-free freak.
Yeah.
Silk, forget about it. The average woman will wear six different bra sizes throughout her life, which also counts as underwear.
Sure. That makes sense.
Right. They get bigger.
They get bigger, they get smaller, they get pregnant. You go through it, man. It's like, my God.
Since I've been five, I've worn like four different condom sizes.
Well, yeah, because it's starting to hang lower, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swing low. Sweet cherry. Hey, baby, you want to see my sweet cherry?
It's over 90 today. The chariot is out.
Swing low, sweet chariot.
He's got two riders. And they're in the saddle. Stays this warm out, they'll be chafed.
Oh, dear. Fun underwear facts. The country with the most underwear models working for Victoria's Secret. Any
Brazil.
Idea? Brazil, good call. Anybody else?
Spain.
Spain?
Gosh, United States.
Ted, you hit it right between the eyes. It's Brazil.
Boom. They also had the highest number of Victoria's Secret's angels for a while.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's common knowledge, boys.
Anybody know the highest paid Victoria's Secret model of all time?
I'd say either Cindy Crawford or Radzikowski.
Okay.
I might go with Giselle.
Oh, Ted, you nailed it again. It's Giselle.
Jeez,
at one point,
Victoria's Secret.
Just ask him.
Does Victoria have any secrets, or does Ted know them all?
Ted studies those secrets.
Yeah, that's why I get the catalog.
Why catalog was just
out there learning secrets.
Yeah, lordy.
Yeah, well, back in the day, they go to Fredericks.
Yeah, Fredericks was like, is she a whore? We have the stuff for her.
Oh, when I was like 10, I always wanted to go in that store. And like, there's nobody. It's called Fredericks of Hollywood.
All right.
But they'd have models, not models, mannequins wearing the lingerie. So right when you're about that age, you realize you like that stuff. But like, we got to go in there for some reason. And we're like, no, we're not. I'm not taking a 10-year-old boy into that store.
Like, Victoria's Secret says, like, hey, do you want to feel sexy? And you go, cool. Fredericks of Hollywood is like something about to get wet. Right? I mean, it was. They just made it
obvious. That was an awesome catalog.
Yeah,
that was like the one where you're like, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Victoria's Secret is also, you're right, it's like sexy. They sell other stuff.
Right.
Right. To me, Fredericks of Hollywood was like, we have lingerie and ointments or, you know, oils to lick off people.
Mm-hmm.
All of our oils have flavors.
Yeah. Girl, you like sour apple.
Mm.
But I'm not wearing anything. Okay, that's gross.
Fun and interesting underwear facts. A 2008 survey revealed that 9% of men in America have underwear that is at least 10 years old.
15, I got like two pair like that, yeah.
15% own underwear that is between 5 to 9 years old.
I'm with Thrill.
Are they Under Armour?
You know what? Actually, they're not. They're Officio.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but that's the other one. Ex Officio, right?
Yeah. They just last.
They ain't stained and they last.
That's right. I gotta run an Amazon underwear that's actually pretty good. The problem is that some of the designs make me feel a little younger.
Yeah.
A little too younger.
Yeah. Told you, I'm a little out of pocket today. I'm wearing red ones.
That's right.
I don't know what I'm doing.
And I was telling Mike, I just caught myself in the bathroom mirror just in my red boxer briefs. They're brand new. I never wore them. I'm just like, ooh, my red underwear guy?
I got dogs on skateboards.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Like I said, I feel younger.
Mine are just, like, how? Yeah. Dogs on skateboards?
Yeah. Well, if they had adults' underoos, you'd probably buy them.
Dogs?
Look at that. Dogs on skateboard.
They are dogs on skateboard. Yeah. I will be damned.
See, look at that, man. I'm red today. I'm like,
wow, nice. That is a bright red.
I know. That's feeling sexy today.
That's like Santa underwear.
Go Terps.
Oh, ho, ho. Yeah.
After police right here in Colfax, Washington, arrested Greg Flaherty for hanging around an apartment laundry room, they discovered he had stolen over 1,613 pairs of women's underwear.
Jesus.
And then what do you do?
From their places or from, like, stores?
Probably from the laundry.
Yeah, from the laundry.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, what do you do? Have you ever moved someone's laundry over? The last place I lived in Baltimore, we had a shared laundry room. It's only one washer, one dryer. And there's a woman that lived upstairs. She seemed conservative, but one time I had to move her laundry over to the dryer so I could start my wash. She's a little less conservative than I thought.
Okay.
I mean, like, damn, man. Okay. Sweet. I see what you got going on.
Jeez.
Yeah, I was in somebody's shower, and the wife was like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed after I got out. And I was like, why? And she's like, I left the bottom of my bathing suit in there. I was like, yeah, I noticed. I just kind of kicked it with my foot.
On October 14th, 1996, a student pledging for the Kappa Alpha fraternity at Texas A&M required emergency care after receiving injuries from a wedgie.
Mm.
Oh, it can happen, dude.
He had to have one of his testicles removed.
Oh, my God, dude.
Like, you've heard of an atomic wedgie, but having to lose one of the boys because they ripped it so high, dude.
Wow. That is a wedgie.
Damn, dude. A survey in 1998 revealed that 60% of French men change their underwear daily. Approximately 75% of French women change their underwear daily.
Like one pair a day, right?
Yes.
Or are they wearing two?
No, I think you change it by the day. One a day.
Well, I change it by the day.
Yeah. Is everybody not doing that?
I guess not.
What?
All right.
Well, why do the French get credit? It's got to be they change more than they wear at least two pairs of underwear a day.
I mean, I got to believe it's the age-old dude's joke, like, man, turn it inside out, front to back, and then wear it this way, front to back, and you're good to go.
I mean, I think I've been camping where I might have worn them twice in a...
Sure.
That makes sense. But, like, for the most part, like, yeah, put on a new pair of drawers.
I look forward to that moment.
Yeah. I only ever double up if there's one of two things. It's either an emergency or I woke up and I was late.
Right, exactly. Just got to go.
And I feel like a lot of guys mainly do laundry because of socks and underwear.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Even if I
probably have enough shirts and
pants. I got shirts, short pants, all that crap for weeks, right? But underwear, I'm like, I get about 2.5 weeks and I'm like, time to do the
work. Even if I run out of time and I'm not able to shower, I will still switch it up real quick.
Do you have that pair of emergency underwear? You should throw it out. So in this case, they're not ratty, but the elastic in the waistband is just loose.
So it just sits in the bottom of the drawer? It
sits in the bottom, but, you know, twice a year, just the way laundry works out, you're like, crap, I put these on, and then all day at work, I can feel them, like, sliding off of my
ass. I have a pair like that, but that's generally what I'll put on while I'm doing all the other laundry.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of like it's like that snack in the fridge before you find what you want to eat.
Damn. And then I will leave you with this last little fun fact when it comes to underwear. Single people are less likely to change their underwear on a daily basis than married people. 82% versus 88% respectively.
I can believe that.
I don't want to.
Yeah, there's no threat of any seeing stuff.
Well, when you're putting your clothes on, I never thought I'll wear yesterday's underwear.
Right.
Yeah. A woman in Maryland set fire to a neighbor's home, and you won't believe why, Miles.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we managed to drink it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. Mastakino!
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is short and sweet. Today we are toasting country superstar Luke Bryan. Have you guys seen him in concert yet?
No, I really want to, but he throws down a fun show, dude.
That is what I've heard. Apparently, one of the things he does at the shows, every once in a while, he just breaks into dance, all right?
Darn right I do.
He is that guy. He likes to perform. Well, the other night, he is dancing around, and in this moment, he decided he was going to emulate one of the coolest dances anyone had seen at the time, Michael Jackson's famous moonwalk.
Yep.
Yeah, he injured his groin and almost had to cancel the show, but he did not. I don't know what he did to try to do the moonwalk, and his description of what he did is a little different than what we can say on the radio. God bless him.
Yeah, he found a slippery spot on his stage.
Is that what it was?
He was walking out there, and then all of a sudden his boots started skidding. He's like, did somebody just rub a bunch of KY all over my stage? And then he started doing a bunch of moves.
Does he talk like Kermit?
Oh, yeah, he's absolutely Kermit.
He's got a funny talking voice.
Oh, yeah. Have you never heard this man talk?
I've never heard him talk.
Oh, I'll show you a video when we're done.
Okay. And he's got so many popular songs, you've probably heard him, but
play
I'm
it
sure.
Again, play it again, play it again.
I wonder if he's screaming,
ow!
Country girl, efficient, shake and loving it for every me. Day. My testicle just ruptured doing the moonwalk.
Shake it for me, girl.
Somehow on my ass.
Shake it for me.
All right, bitches, let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola.
All right, you're going to get tested online for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.